I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. The tape will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in eight different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a mother talking about her baby. What has the baby just learnt to do? A. Count. B. Walk. C. Talk.
His name's Nathan, and of course he's at a difficult age, but it's lovely to see how much progress he's making. He seems to develop in leaps and bounds. Yesterday, I turned round, and there he was on his own two feet, coming towards me. He'd been crawling around for months, and all of a sudden, there you are.
Two. You hear a man buying some flowers. What colour does he buy? A. Red. B. Yellow. C. White.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Well, yes. I want some flowers. It's my mother's birthday, you see.
Well, what about these tulips? The yellow ones are quite distinctive, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps roses? Quite traditional roses.
Yes, my mother does like roses. If I could just have a look. Those red ones are quite nice.
Certainly. What about white roses? Something a little bit unusual?
No, not white. I'll take the others. Can I have a dozen, please?
Good morning. Can I help you?
Well, yes. I want some flowers. It's my mother's birthday, you see.
Well, what about these tulips? The yellow ones are quite distinctive, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps roses? Quite traditional roses.
Yes, my mother does like roses. If I could just have a look. Those red ones are quite nice.
Certainly. What about white roses? Something a little bit unusual?
No, not white. I'll take the others. Can I have a dozen, please?
3. You hear a girl talking to her friend on the phone. What has happened? A. She didn't remember to do her homework. B. She left her homework at home. C. She got bad marks for her homework.
I tell you, Janet, it was one terrible day at school today. And worst of all was math class. Guess what? Mr. Sheridan, the teacher, started shouting at me because of the stupid homework. I'd just forgotten all about the assignment. And when he asked where it was, I thought, okay, why not be honest? Didn't help much, and I bet he'll fail me. I tell you, Janet, it was one terrible day at school today, and worst of all was math class. Guess what? Mr. Sheridan, the teacher, started shouting at me because of the stupid homework. I'd just forgotten all about the assignment, and when he asked where it was, I thought, okay, why not be honest? Didn't help much, and I bet he'll fail me.
4. You hear a man talking to a vet. What's the problem with his dog? A. She has become very aggressive. B. She keeps biting her paw. C. She doesn't walk properly.
Good afternoon, Dr. Harcourt Surgery.
Good afternoon. I'd like to bring my dog to see the vet. She's really not very well at all. I see. Well, you can come now. What seems to be the problem?
She's got quite a bad limp all of a sudden. She can hardly move. I've had a look at her paw and I can't see anything. She must be in a lot of pain, though, because she almost bit me when I touched her paw, and that's not like her at all.
Good afternoon, Dr. Harcourt Surgery.
Good afternoon. I'd like to bring my dog to see the vet. She's really not very well at all.
I see. Well, you can come now. What seems to be the problem?
She's got quite a bad limp all of a sudden. She can hardly move. I've had a look at her paw and I can't see anything. She must be in a lot of pain, though, because she almost bit me when I touched her paw, and that's not like her at all.
5. You hear a woman talking to a plumber. Where is the problem in her house? A. The veranda. B. The kitchen. C. The bathroom.
Oh, Mr. Harris, there's water everywhere. I just turned on the tap to do the washing up, and now it won't close. So the water is pouring out over the edge of the sink, which is dangerous with the cooker next to it, isn't it? I'm afraid we might get electrocuted. Oh, Mr. Harris, there's water everywhere. I just turned on the tap to do the washing up, and now it won't close. So the water is pouring out over the edge of the sink, which is dangerous with the cooker next to it, isn't it? I'm afraid we might get electrocuted.
6. You hear a man talking about a train journey. When did he travel? A. Tuesday. B. Wednesday. C. Thursday.
The meeting was going to take place on Thursday afternoon, in which case I could catch the 10 o'clock train to London. Then they changed plans, and the meeting would start at 9 o'clock in the morning. It would be exhausting for me to get the 6 o'clock train to London, so I decided it would be much better if I could travel the previous day. I could check in a hotel late in the evening and enjoy a good night's sleep.
The meeting was going to take place on Thursday afternoon, in which case I could catch the 10 o'clock train to London. Then they changed plans, and the meeting would start at 9 o'clock in the morning. It would be exhausting for me to get the 6 o'clock train to London, so I decided it would be much better if I could travel the previous day. I could check in a hotel late in the evening and enjoy a good night's sleep.
7. You hear a boy telling his mother about a football match. How many goals did his team score? A. 2. B. 3. C. 1.
Did you have a good day at school today, Barney?
No, Mum. It was awful.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Our team lost again in the football competition.
You didn't, did you?
Yes. 3-1. But it was so unfair. The referee sent off our best player when we were winning 1-0 in the middle of the second half.
Oh. Did you have a good day at school today, Barney?
No, Mum. It was awful.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Our team lost again in the football competition.
You didn't, did you?
Yes. 3-1. But it was so unfair. The referee sent off our best player when we were winning 1-0 in the middle of the second half.
Oh.
8. You hear a woman talking about going shopping. What did she buy? A. A pair of shoes. B. A pair of jeans. C. A pair of glasses.
It was one of those situations when you're feeling a bit low and you decide to go shopping. That's what happened to me the other day. I was feeling depressed. I wandered round the shops for an hour, but I couldn't find anything to buy. I looked at some shoes and jeans and ended up buying yet another pair of glasses. I don't know what came over me. I now have 4 pairs. It was one of those situations when you're feeling a bit low and you decide to go shopping. That's what happened to me the other day. I was feeling depressed. I wandered round the shops for an hour, but I couldn't find anything to buy. I looked at some shoes and jeans and ended up buying yet another pair of glasses. I don't know what came over me. I now have 4 pairs.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear an interview with someone who started a news service called Children's Express.
For the question 9 to 15, choose the best answer A, B or C. Now you have 30 seconds to look at part two.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Bob Wilson, who started Children's Express, which is an organisation that supplies reports and articles to newspapers, magazines and TV and radio stations in the US. And as we heard before the break, Children's Express is entirely staffed by children. They do the interviews, they put together the reports. Bob, is it intended that the children should become journalists?
Well, although many of them do, it's really about children beginning to look at the world in a different way, beginning to think about the serious issues in the world today. We want them to be responsible citizens when they grow up, and in the meantime, they have some powerful messages to deliver to the adult world. And of course, if kids get responsibility for covering the world, it's amazing how interested they become. You know, they begin to read newspapers and news magazines. They think about issues. So it's a really stimulating exercise for them.
Now, tell me about your youngsters. How old are they and where do they come from?
They range from 8 to 18. They're broken down into reporters and editors. The reporters are 13 and under, and they're guided by editors, who are 14 to 18 years old. All the training is done by the teenage editors. There's no adult involvement at all. The training is passed down from generation to generation. The kids come from the widest possible backgrounds. There are kids from poor economic backgrounds, and we'll get some middle-class kids as well. So, it's a real mix.
And where have their stories appeared?
Well, we've done television and we've done radio on the most important radio shows in public radio in the U.S. And we've gone into major newspapers and been published in feature sections of newspapers which are read by adults. So we're very proud of the adult readership. They're the ones, after all, that have the vote and the influence.
That's quite an achievement, isn't it? To have reached a situation where, in fact, you're taken very seriously by serious newspapers.
We have a major newspaper that we report for every week. We do a full page for the Indianapolis Star every week. They did a readership survey, and they found that 48% of their readers read us either all the time or some of the time. And they didn't even measure the child readership, which is very broad. So we were quite excited by that we were read, as I understand it, even more than their editorial page.
And do you find that people will cooperate? I mean, do they, for example, interview political leaders? Do they get access to significant public figures?
Our kids have interviewed all recent U.S. presidents and many other leaders. So I'd say that the children are taken seriously, and they have a background. You know, we've been in business for 19 years now, so that they've been at it for a long time. And I think we're quite well-respected in the U.S. media business.
Do the children take notes, or are the interviews recorded as they're being done?
Everything is recorded on tape.
And do the youngsters rewrite and edit their own stuff under guidance?
Our kind of journalism for newspapers and magazines, just so you get some idea of why it's so readable by adults, we call it oral journalism. Everything that the children do is tape-recorded. The young reporters do the interviews, and these are recorded. The teenage editors take notes during the interviews. Then the teenage editors question the reporters about the interviews, and this questioning is recorded too. All of that recorded material is then typed out, and the young editors then piece the articles together from that. So they don't rewrite. Everything is edited from those recordings. Everything in the articles is either the words of the person being interviewed or the words of the child who interviews them. So, it's a rather unique form of journalism.
You're proud of what you've done. You're proud of your children, aren't you?
Very proud.
Well, we wish you luck.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Right. A short break, and then it's sport.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Bob Wilson, who started Children's Express, which is an organisation that supplies reports and articles to newspapers, magazines and TV and radio stations in the US. And as we heard before the break, Children's Express is entirely staffed by children. They do the interviews, they put together the reports. Bob, is it intended that the children should become journalists?
Well, although many of them do, it's really about children beginning to look at the world in a different way, beginning to think about the serious issues in the world today. We want them to be responsible citizens when they grow up, and in the meantime, they have some powerful messages to deliver to the adult world. And of course, if kids get responsibility for covering the world, it's amazing how interested they become. You know, they begin to read newspapers and news magazines. They think about issues. So it's a really stimulating exercise for them.
Now, tell me about your youngsters. How old are they and where do they come from?
They range from 8 to 18. They're broken down into reporters and editors. The reporters are 13 and under, and they're guided by editors, who are 14 to 18 years old. All the training is done by the teenage editors. There's no adult involvement at all. The training is passed down from generation to generation. The kids come from the widest possible backgrounds. There are kids from poor economic backgrounds, and we'll get some middle-class kids as well. So, it's a real mix.
And where have their stories appeared?
Well, we've done television and we've done radio on the most important radio shows in public radio in the U.S. And we've gone into major newspapers and been published in feature sections of newspapers which are read by adults. So we're very proud of the adult readership. They're the ones, after all, that have the vote and the influence.
That's quite an achievement, isn't it? To have reached a situation where, in fact, you're taken very seriously by serious newspapers.
We have a major newspaper that we report for every week. We do a full page for the Indianapolis Star every week. They did a readership survey, and they found that 48% of their readers read us either all the time or some of the time. And they didn't even measure the child readership, which is very broad. So we were quite excited by that we were read, as I understand it, even more than their editorial page.
And do you find that people will cooperate? I mean, do they, for example, interview political leaders? Do they get access to significant public figures?
Our kids have interviewed all recent U.S. presidents and many other leaders. So I'd say that the children are taken seriously, and they have a background. You know, we've been in business for 19 years now, so that they've been at it for a long time. And I think we're quite well-respected in the U.S. media business.
Do the children take notes, or are the interviews recorded as they're being done?
Everything is recorded on tape.
And do the youngsters rewrite and edit their own stuff under guidance?
Our kind of journalism for newspapers and magazines, just so you get some idea of why it's so readable by adults, we call it oral journalism. Everything that the children do is tape-recorded. The young reporters do the interviews, and these are recorded. The teenage editors take notes during the interviews. Then the teenage editors question the reporters about the interviews, and this questioning is recorded too. All of that recorded material is then typed out, and the young editors then piece the articles together from that. So they don't rewrite. Everything is edited from those recordings. Everything in the articles is either the words of the person being interviewed or the words of the child who interviews them. So, it's a rather unique form of journalism.
You're proud of what you've done. You're proud of your children, aren't you?
Very proud.
Well, we wish you luck.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Right. A short break, and then it's sport.
That is the end of part two.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Time's up. Thank you.